The Travels of Mary Ward. Human stories, interesting experiences, true life incidents from the lives of Ward customers, brought to you with the friendly greetings of Montgomery Ward. Mary's spending today in the Ward retail store in Topeka, Kansas, helping her friends with suggestions for gifts for Aunt Emma and Uncle Oscar and all the rest of the family. Our story opens, however, in the Hall home. Marjorie, the little daughter, is impatient for Santa's arrival.
Mother, I don't know Santa be here. Mother?
Yes, Marjorie.
When is Santa coming?
Santa comes tomorrow night, honey, after little girls are asleep.
Will he be sure to come to our house, Mother?
Mother doesn't know. She still knows.
He comes every place. Well, what makes you say you don't know if he'll come to our house or not?
Well, Mother means, Marjorie, that Santa's very poor this year, and he may not have toys and things enough to go around.
But why can't he come here first?
And leave some other little boy and girl out? You wouldn't want that, would you?
No. But I want Santa to come to our house.
Oh, never mind, dear. Maybe Daddy and Mother can fix it some way so Santa'll come. Oh, stop crying now. We'll see. Well, run on out and play. Mother wants to talk to Daddy.
All right, Mother. You'll talk about Santa?
Yes, we'll talk about Santa.
All right.
Oh, Cliff, what are we going to do?
Oh, that's the question. But we've got to do something and do it right away. Tomorrow night's Christmas Eve.
Oh, don't I know it. And this is the first time I've ever dreaded to see it come.
Well, we just miscalculated, that's all. I thought I'd have more work than I've had.
I know it, Cliff. It hasn't been your fault any more than it's been mine.
We had to have that new roof, and we had to have a new stove or go cold this winter. Mm-hmm. Besides the danger of burning the house down. Thank goodness for Ward's payment plan.
We've kept our payments up to the minute, too.
Yes, we have. But it's taken figuring to do it. With our grocery bill and milk bill, children's clothes for school. I haven't been able to put away a cent for Christmas.
I know all that, Cliff. Well, there's no use talking about it anymore.
No, but it seems like it makes me feel a little better about it just to keep reminding myself that I'm not to blame.
You're not. And I'll see that the older children understand it. Don't you worry about that.
Yeah, but what about that one in there? No use to tell her Daddy couldn't help it. And she'll know Christmas morning that Santa didn't come.
No, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll get ready and go down to Ward's store and take her along. And I'll let her see the toys and pretty things, and I'll manage to get her a handkerchief and maybe a hair ribbon and an inexpensive toy or two, and I'll buy some candy for her stockings.
Yeah, then what about the others?
Well, I'll get some of the least expensive candy I can find, Cliff, and then tomorrow night...
Yes, go on. Tomorrow night.
Well, after the baby's hung up her stocking and gone to sleep, we'll give the others their candy and we'll talk to them. And they'll understand. They're old enough. And I'll try to have an awful good dinner Christmas Day.
And this was the year Ted won the bicycle. We promised Jinx he could have a red wagon if he quit hopping cars.
And little Sally, she was to have her last doll this year. A big one, so it would last her till she was a big girl.
Well, I've got to get to work, or we won't even have candy and a dinner. Here's all the money I've got. I've got another dollar bill here someplace. I was kind of saving it back.
Saving back? What for?
All right. Thought maybe I might get you something for Christmas.
No.
Yeah, that's the last penny.
No, you take it. You'll have to have lunch today.
Oh, I'll get a sandwich someplace. Well, I'll be going along. Bye, dear.
Goodbye. Come on, Marjorie. I want to change your dress.
Are we going someplace, Mother?
We're going down to Ward.
Will we see Santa, Mother? Will you tell him to come to our house?
May I have someone to wait on me, please?
I'll be glad to wait on you. I want to see some pajamas for men.
Will you come this way, please?
Now, did you want broadcloth or fleece pajamas?
Broadcloth.
Right on this table.
You aren't a clerk, are you?
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, at times. I'm Mary Ward.
Oh, yes, Miss Ward. I'm glad to meet you. I'm Mrs. Stevens.
I'm glad to meet you, Mrs. Stevens. Do you live here in Topeka?
Oh, yes. I come here to Ward quite a lot. I'm acquainted with Mr. Kelleher.
I see. Would you like to talk with him?
Oh, no, not particularly. I'd be glad to talk with you, though. I've heard that when you've been in town, and I've often hoped you'd come to my house.
I'll be glad to, the first time I'm back here again.
You won't be staying this time, then?
No, just today. I go on to Manhattan tomorrow.
It must be interesting to go around and get acquainted with people.
I enjoy it very much.
And then you're able to do so much good. I'm a friend of Mrs. Lewis's here in town.
Oh, yes.
She told me her girls had entirely given up going to college this fall until you came to their house one day and showed them how they could get the clothes for both girls and for less than they had thought it would take for the one.
Yes, I remember Mrs. Lewis. Do you see her often?
Nearly every day. She lives right next door to me.
Oh.
She never gets done talking about you. The girls will both be home for Christmas.
I'd love to see them again. Maybe I can get around this way again during the holidays.
Well, if you do, don't you fail to see me.
I certainly do that.
How much for the pajamas, Miss Ward?
They're 98 cents a suit. Splendid quality of broadcloth, too, you see, and these colors are absolutely tub fast.
Are these plain ones the same size?
Yes, they come in plain colors or printed, in sizes A to D, and they're cut in good full sizes, as you can see by this one, you see.
Yes, they are. I like these buttons and two holes.
Mm-hmm.
They're so much better than the shank button for anything that has to be washed.
Yes, and those are good quality freshwater pearl. They'll wash nicely. You see, the trousers have a drawstring girdle.
Let's see. You say that size is run by letter?
Yes.
My husband wears a size 38.
Oh, that would be this size D here. You see, pajamas for men begin with size 32, which is size A, and run to size 48 in the size D. These are what you want. They'll be plenty large enough for, you see, a size 40 also wears a size D.
I'll take two pairs. This brown check and this plain blue.
All right. Now, can I show you anything else, Mrs. Stevens?
Why, yes, but I don't want you to just wait on me, Miss Ward.
Well, I'd be glad to do it.
Well, now, you feel free to go at any time.
I will. What was it now?
Why, Mrs. Stevens needs some shorts, too. And I thought I'd better get them while the Christmas prices were on.
You're very wise. Just step over to this table. These are broadcloth, too, you see, and they're sanforized.
Sanforized at this size?
Yes, 25 cents a garment and sanforized.
Well, I was certainly right to buy now.
This is Lastex in the sides here, so they'll never get too large in the waist. Of course, these colors are fast, too, the same as the pajamas. And this wide front yoke makes a smooth fit across the abdomen.
I think I'll get him six pairs. You can have them for next summer, and I may not get such good ones again at this price.
All right, now six pairs?
Yes, please. Oh, there goes a woman I know.
Where?
Going along over there with that little girl.
Oh, yes.
I feel terribly sorry for her.
What's the trouble?
They own their own home. They live back of us on the next street, and they're just as nice a people as you'd ever want to meet. Their name is Hall.
Hall?
Clifford Hall. Clifford is a steam fitter, and my husband says a good one. But the house needed everything.
That does happen sometimes.
Well, he managed to get it done somehow. But they've been terribly poor all winter so far. They have four children, Spring in school, and little Marjorie, the one she has with her.
Oh, yes.
I'm wondering what they're going to do for Christmas. I'd love to give each one of those children something. But I'm afraid it would hurt his feelings.
That's always a delicate situation.
I met him just as I came down this morning. He's a good, honest man and pays his debts. And I'd like to see his family have a happy Christmas.
Well, if we could just make all the world happy, especially Christmas time, how grand it would be, wouldn't
yes,
it?
Yes, I think so. Well, for myself, I want a gown and a pair of pajamas. Rayon, if you have any.
We have, right over this way.
I always wear rayon. It doesn't shrink and it washes well.
Yes, it does. And we have some of the new permanently dull rayon gowns and pajamas here at 98 cents. And that's an unusually low price for that quality, too.
Yes, I should judge it is. These seem to be fine and firm. And lace trim, too.
Yes, lace trim, gowns, and pajamas. You wear about a 16 size, I
yes,
think.
I do. You've been a saleswoman, haven't you?
Oh, years of it. That is some time ago, though. But you never do lose the hang of it.
I've been wondering where you learn so much about merchandise.
Right from the very best place to learn it. Selling, right on the floor. These are the ones you want?
Yes. This gown and these pajamas. Your life sounds so very interesting compared to us stay-at-home women, Miss Ward.
Come right over here, please. I'll have these wrapped for you. Yes, I suppose it does sound interesting. You know, we're apt to always think that the other person has a happier time. Yeah. You think so?
How are you, Miss Stevens?
Hello, Mr. Kelleher. I looked around for you when I first came in.
You did?
And then, who do you think I found?
Who?
Mary Ward.
Mary? Oh. I can't hope to run opposition to Mary here when it comes to shopping with you.
Thank you, Mr. Kelleher.
Can I help you there, Mary?
Well, these things are for Mrs. Stevens. I think she's through shopping now, aren't you,
yes.
Mrs. Stevens?
Yes, I'm
well,
through.
We'd like to get these wrapped.
All right.
Mr. Kelleher.
Yeah, I'll take them right over here, right over here. And I, Mary.
Yes.
I'd like to see you when you're all through.
All right, Mr. Kelleher. I hope you have a Merry Christmas, Mrs. Stevens. It's been nice meeting you like this.
And I wish you a Merry Christmas, too, Miss Ward, and a happy one.
Thank you. And now I'll be looking for you to come and see me the very first time you come back to Topeka.
All right.
I live right next door to Mrs.
Yes,
Lewis.
I shall remember that, and I'll certainly see you. Goodbye.
Mary.
Goodbye. What was it now, Mr. Kennedy?
Why, there's a woman over there in the toys that I think you can help.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
In the toys, you say? What does she look like?
Well, she's a very nice-looking woman with a very little girl.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure she's in distress about something, and I think perhaps that she can't find what she wants or what she feels that she can take. And maybe you can help her. Hmm?
Well, I'll certainly do the best I can. Is that the woman there?
Yes, so right over there near the toys. That's her little girl there looking at the dolls.
Oh, I know who she is. Her name is Mrs. Clifford Hall.
Good. Does she know you?
No, she doesn't. Mrs. Stevens knows her, and she pointed her out as she came in. I'll go speak to her.
Yes, do that, Mary.
How do you do, Mrs. Hall?
How do you do? I'm sorry, have I met you?
No, but I'm Mary Ward.
Oh, yes, how do you do, Miss Ward?
A friend of yours, a Mrs. Stevens, who lives back of you, saw you come in the store, and she spoke so nicely to me about you.
Oh, Mrs. Stevens and I have always been very good friends.
So she said. Can I be of any help to you in any way?
No, I don't think so. I was trying to find one or two small toys that I could put in a very small stocking tomorrow night.
Well, I'm just sure that we can find something here if we look around a little. How about a string of beads or a pretty hanky or...
I think you'll find your wife around here someplace, Mr. Hall. I saw... Oh, yes. There she is over there, talking with Miss Ward.
Thank you.
Oh, Mrs. Hall.
Cliff, what's the matter? You haven't lost your job.
Not a bit of it.
Oh, no, I know you haven't, or you wouldn't look like you do. Well, what is it, Cliff?
Hello, Daddy.
Hello, precious. What's the biggest thing Daddy's baby wants for Christmas, huh?
Oh, Cliff, what is it?
Listen, Sarah, I forgot my jacket this morning when I went to work. I was in kind of a hurry, you remember? So the boss said I could be back and get it. And a mailman had been there, and he left a letter.
But who was it from?
Montgomery Ward. And you'd never guess. It's a letter of credit, Sarah, because I've kept my payments up.
I should say you have.
I can buy again as much as we paid in and won't have to pay a cent down. Just like a regular charge account.
What did you say, Cliff? I don't understand.
Don't try to, honey. Come on with me. Mr. Keller.
Yes, Mr. Hall?
I want to get a bicycle and a red wagon and a great big doll.
Daddy?
And...
Daddy? Was the letter from Santa? Is he sure coming to our house?
Yes, baby, the letter was from Santa, and he sure is coming to our house.
And that's the kind of service that Wards enjoy offering to their customers. Go to your nearest Ward store today or tomorrow. Ask for a copy of Ward's Christmas gift book. 16 pages of smart gift ideas and suggestions for every member of your family at Ward's money-saving prices. It offers you a bigger, happier Christmas for less. Take advantage of these Christmas values on Ward's easy monthly payment plan. Tomorrow, Mary spends the last day before Christmas in the Ward retail store in Manhattan, Kansas. She's asked Patricia to meet her and Bill there, and something ought to happen. So tune in again tomorrow at this same time for another friendly visit with Mary, the neighborly representative of Montgomery Ward.